Coronavirus. Want to hear about coronavirus? Fed up hearing about it. So much talk about it. Still going on. Still dominates the news here at the beginning of 2021, as it has throughout most of 2020. I'm going to speak on some important truths about coronavirus that we all need to know. Who am I to speak? I'm not a scientist. I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist also. There are conspiracies, no doubt, in the world, but it's hard to know what's right and what's wrong and what's really true in them. But that's also true of Corona, right? Conspiracy theory, so many people say so many things, and you don't know whether it's true or not. And coronavirus, people say so many things, and you know whether it's true or not. Some people say, we used to hear that there's no such thing as coronavirus, said by no less than the President of the United States of America, as one person said there's no such thing at one point in time. And then some people say it's no more than a seasonal flu. And doctors that I've spoken to in India, at least some of them, think it's overrated. And then in other places where it's hitting hard, they don't think it's overrated at all. They think it's real. What's all this nonsense that corona's nothing? It's just a big talk. It's hard work for the doctors. Bodies are piling up in different places. There are conflicting reports, and there's the first truth, important truth about coronavirus, which you probably already understood already. It's hard to know what the truth is, but something's going on. Definitely something's going on. Whether you think it's happening or not happening, whether you think it's just something made up by governments to try to exploit us, whatever you may think, something significant is going on in the name of coronavirus. Yes, that's what, there's something people say. It's used by governments to control. It's probably true. That's what governments do, right? That's what governments, and it's one of the functions of government is to control the people. And they probably, in many cases, do it too much. Some people want lockdowns, some people don't want them, and they all have their so-called reasoning. Well, anyway, there's one truth about coronavirus. It's a significant phenomenon. Whether you're pro-establishment propaganda or you're pro-anti-establishment propaganda about it, coronavirus is a significant phenomenon, and there are important things that we need to know about it. It's probably the most significant phenomenon of 2000 and of the whole whole 21st century. Getting mixed up between 2021 and the 21st century. It's probably the most significant phenomenon so far. If we think, what will historians look back on if they look at the first 20 years, 25 years of this century, if there are any historians left in future, if there is any future, what will they look back on? 9/11, 9/11, the 11th of December 2001, according to some analysts, that the 21st century really began on that date, because that will impact the whole of the century to come. And the impact of that, apart from the impact of the planes on the buildings, whatever you think was the impact, the impact in terms of United States foreign policy, which is significant in the whole world, because the United States is a very significant country. The way that Islam is perceived in the Western world, it's a lot influenced by the 9/11 thing. What else might people look back, historians look back on? The continuing rise of China as a world power, economically, militarily, especially those two ways. Maybe less obvious, but also significant. The continuing forward march of technology. For instance, in social media, having a tremendous influence on the way people live their lives. The beginnings of the rise of artificial intelligence. That's right. There may not be any historians in future. They may all be robots. We don't know. We won't be laughing. We won't be there. We may be slaves or some robots. Who knows? Significant is the advent of drone warfare, drones in general, and drone warfare. State-sponsored assassination, illegal, cross national boundaries, using drones, extrajudicial killings, killing terrorists, so they're called. If you want to kill someone, call them a terrorist. Cyber warfare, another aspect of the march of technology. What is technology for, if not for killing people and trying to outdo your enemies? There could be other uses. But at the present time, at least at the present time, in the public attention throughout the world, coronavirus is the big thing. Still. The presidential election in America, it was a huge thing, as usual, a huge tamasha. In Hindi, there's the word tamasha, like some big entertainment show or something like that. And talk of that, well, there'll be civil war afterwards and civil unrest and all that. It may still be, you don't know. But for the average person in India, for instance, where I live, as in many other countries in the world, they were much more concerned about coronavirus than who poops in the presidential toilet in the White House. That was a good joke. However, friends, another truth. Just like 9/11 was such a huge thing, and now I just last September on the 11th, I was just looking through the news headlines, as I do pretty much every day, on Google nowadays we do so, and I just noticed, oh, it's 9/11, and there's nothing about 9/11. So it's such a big thing, and after almost 20 years, and it's kind of forgotten, and it'll be in the history books, maybe. So in 20 years' time, hopefully the coronavirus thing should be over by then. Should be. We don't expect it to go on so long. We don't know. It's another thing we don't know. It's another truth about coronavirus. We just don't know how long it's going to go on for. We expect it to die out in due course of time. But in 20 years' time, if we look back, it won't be the major thing in the newspapers. Then it'll be the Wimbledon tennis and all that kind of thing again, if things get back to what we call normalcy. Wimbledon tennis, World Cup soccer, World Cup cricket, and all the really important things that we have to think about. So, one truth about coronavirus we can think about. It shows how vulnerable the human race is, despite all our much lauded progress in technology. And it's pretty impressive, yeah. Give credit where it's due. A little virus has got us all stymied and flummoxed. And it does serve to underline that science, God bless the scientists. Oh, they don't believe in God, so I guess he won't bless them. Some of them believe in God. Scientists, for all the promise that science and technology will give us a better life, they're really struggling to get a hold of coronavirus. Vaccines are there. As I'm speaking, there's big excitement about vaccines. Whether they'll work or not, we have to see. We don't know. But it does show that scientists, they really don't have a grip on everything, very important things, like the health of the whole human race. That's one thing. Another important fallout of coronavirus, then, is that, especially if these vaccines don't work, and even to say that is very contentious, because there are many people who think that, well, the vaccines, they're not going to work, they're very dangerous. But yeah, maybe one fallout of this whole corona phenomenon is quite possible. It's not really, I'm saying it's talking about truths, but one truth is that it might be possible. Well, that sounds like the kind of thing you read in the fake news. That's another major thing that came up in the first two decades of the 21st century, is the rise of fake news. Not there's nothing new about fake news, but it's become well-known and well-publicized by a certain person who, at the time of speaking, is still pooping in the presidential toilet in the White House in the United States of America. The White House. There are so many White Houses. The White House. So I lost my track. There's another truth. Nothing to do with coronavirus. Yeah, I lost my thread. That's not a very important truth. People may lose faith in science. There are people that do have faith in science. Seems to be a decreasing number. Faith in governments. Are they really acting for our welfare? What's all these lockdowns? We want freedom. So that may be another major fallout. We'll have to see. Although people, they tend to forget. If people, like children, they may be upset with their mother because the mother shouts at them and then she gives them a lollipop. And then they're happy. So like that. The coronavirus sweeping the world and then it dies down and then people will be back to watching tennis at Wimbledon and going out with their girlfriends and life as usual. So, what do we learn from this? Foolishness, if we think about it, not just coronavirus, but people in general are very foolish. People want to get back to normalcy because they're thinking life is miserable, being locked down and having to walk around with masks on and all this kind of thing. But it was miserable before. If you want to get back to the way their life was before, but you weren't happy, you weren't content the way the life, you had so many points of discontent even before coronavirus came up, and you want to get back to normalcy. We want to be miserable in the way we're used to being miserable. We don't all like this different style of being miserable. So it's a strange world. That's a truth we can learn from coronavirus. But guess what? The world seems very strange at the present time, but it's always been strange. It's a very strange world in which we live, in which everything we do to try to be happy, pretty much, if you think about it. But then we're not. We're miserable. Isn't that strange? Doesn't seem to make sense, does it? The world's different in a strange way. People like to watch horror movies, but they don't want to actually be in that kind of situation. And Corona, yeah, it's like a horror situation, if you get it. I was speaking to someone. I know so many people who've had coronavirus. Some had it very mildly, and they didn't even know it was Corona, because they thought it was just some mild fever. And then afterwards, they found that just a mild fever that lasted a day or two, and then afterwards their sense of taste was lost. And then they understood, oh, I had coronavirus. And there are others who told me, at least three I know, who they said, oh, it's so bad, I wish I'd taken the precautions. These are all in India. It's in the same place in India where I know so many people. I wasn't there at the time, but I know so many people who had this coronavirus, but they didn't know it was corona because it was so mild and they're expecting something worse. In the same place means 150 meters away in another house, there was someone who thought he was going to die, and he called his wife and said, hey, I've got so many debts outstanding and this and that, you have to see to this. And then there was someone else said, I wish I'd followed the precautions because it was so bad. It was so bad, really, really suffering. So I know more than one who have said like that. So it's a strange disease. That's one truth we can know. And you may say it doesn't exist, but I don't believe it doesn't exist. How bad it is, we have to see. Maybe it's not worse than influenza in the United States. I believe kills about 10,000 people. Well, more people are dying than that from coronavirus. Anyway, I don't get in all these talks, this, that, whether it's real, whether it's not real. Let's just take it as a truth, that it's real. There's something going on. It's not such a difficult thing to understand. It's not just some science fiction movie. There are, like I say, I know many, many people who have had it. Maybe I had it myself, asymptomatically. That I don't know. Maybe you had it. Maybe by the time you see this video on YouTube or whatever, I'll be dead from coronavirus. Or maybe you are watching it now, live. In a few days, you'll be dead from coronavirus. So that's one truth. We don't know what's going on. In even a moment from now, we don't know what's going on. That's true, corona or no corona, but it does bring it into focus when there's suffering all around us. So the one thing we should take as a truth, it has tremendously impacted the whole of the human race at the present time. It is significant. There might be some tribal people in the jungles or lost in the forest in Siberia or somewhere who are not affected, I've never even heard of it. That's also quite likely. But taking humanity as a whole, it is tremendously affected. Even if you say some people living in a rural area, say in Sri Lanka, they're also affected because the whole economy of the country is affected by, if they're not directly affected, the whole economy of the country is affected by tourism being closed down, and there'll be restrictions on travel, and the fear is there everywhere that we could suffer from this. And then in rural areas, people, they do suffer also. They also get it, and it's really pitiful here in India that it happens not just with coronavirus, with so many diseases and accidents and this and that. Poor people in India, they take out huge loans to pay hospital bills, which they really can't afford. And they just spend the whole of the rest of their life paying it off, or they have to sell off their land, and then they're economically wrecked. They have nothing to do, no job, no way to maintain their family. So in their various ways, it's impacting people. So it is significant. There is no, that's one important truth which maybe doesn't need to be said, but I'm emphasizing it because there's something else I have to say about this. Here's another truth. I'm surprised no one seems to pick up on this. When now there are so many vaccines available, and there was a scramble all over the world in America, in Britain, in India, in China, in Russia, maybe some other places, Australia, to produce a vaccine. Now, why didn't the scientists of the world come together and cooperate? Why not? For money and prestige, that was more important to them than benefiting the human race. Just see what a low standard of consciousness the whole world has come to. And no one seemed to protest. You know, we got the virus, the vaccine first. Great. We're ahead of you. It may be due to mistrust also that people don't want to take, people in America don't want to take a Chinese virus, for instance, because they think it's probably trying to poison us with their virus. Many people in America may think the American virus is meant to poison us, or it's just done for profit. What is that? The pharmaceutical corporations are slavering at making huge profits. Why should that be? Making huge profits from people who can't afford to pay, in many cases, taking advantage of people's suffering and fear, this is the norm of human society today among the respectable, civilized people of the world. Think about it. It's demonic. Inhuman. It's normal. This is the state of the world today. It's nothing that new, really. It's just another phenomenon of civilization, what we call civilization. The Western countries like to portray themselves as being very civilized, while they conduct all kinds of wars all over the world and undermining governments that don't get in line with their plans and so many demoniac things. There's conspiracy theories. There are so many. And there may be conspiracies also. Or anyway, I don't want to get into that. It could be physically dangerous, more physically dangerous than coronavirus to start talking about things which governments do, which they really shouldn't do, but they do anyway. And I don't want you to talk about it. Okay. Talk about it. What is the benefit? There are some very, very bad people in this world. Unfortunately, some of the most powerful people in the world. That's nothing to do with coronavirus. It just is, well, unless coronavirus was deliberately hatched, which is another conspiracy theory, but there'll be no way to prove it. Anyway, coming to the real point I don't want to talk about corona. What I really want to get to is philosophical understanding. One truth that we should take from this corona pandemic is that we would hope that this great disturbance in the world would make people or impel people, inspire people to start thinking more philosophically about the whole state of existence. In other words, not to spend their lives simply watching sports, or having girlfriends or boyfriends or both, interested in the latest fashions, but to think deeply about the real big questions of life. We would think that the impact of coronavirus would inspire people like that. We haven't seen it on a large scale yet. Maybe people need a little more crushing and squeezing to come to that point. Generally, when there's a major suffering in the world, so we're told by historians and sociologists, people tend to become more religious. Okay, good. Good, I hope. Okay, so philosophically speaking, philosophically or not philosophically, we're all fed up. That's another truth. We're all fed up with it. We want to get back to our normal misery. But we just can't wish it away. That's symptomatic of the whole of material existence. That's a philosophical thought, isn't it? We all want the misery of the effects of coronavirus just to go away. But it doesn't. Just by wishing it away, it doesn't go away. We can take some psychotropic drugs and just forget it all for a short time. Or if we want to be more traditional, just drink some booze and get sloshed. But it doesn't make the misery go away. That is symptomatic of the whole of material existence, that we're always suffering. The suffering of human society didn't begin with coronavirus. It's obviously, it should be true, but sometimes you need to point out the obvious. We desire that the miseries would go away, but they don't. Wishing them away doesn't work. We wish we wake up tomorrow and then we hear the news, coronavirus just vanished from the world. Oh, we're going to all have a party. That's what people would do. They'd have a party. Or they'd say, oh, maybe the aliens did it. Who knows? Maybe it's the aliens. The aliens, whoever they may be. Okay, there's a very, very important thing that I have to say, a very important truth about coronavirus, which you probably won't believe when I say it, and you may get very upset if I say it. Okay, here it is. It's not significant. It's not important. Well, that goes against everything I just said, doesn't it? I've just been saying how it is important. It's a major phenomenon in history. People will look back and still remember the worldwide so-called Spanish flu or Asian flu that swept the world. Beginning toward the end of the First World War and killed more people than were killed in the whole of the First World War directly in military combat. So I'm contradicting myself. Well, it is significant, but from certain perspectives, important perspectives, it is insignificant. Now there are mosquitoes buzzing around and flies in the daytime and bees, and it's not significant to them. They're also living beings. But from the human perspective, it appears to be very important. It is significant, but if we see philosophically, what does that mean? See with the eye of infinity. See with the eye of eternity. Well, that sounds very mystical. Let's put that in more simple terms. It just we consider how small we are, how small this whole planet is, how vast is time, And what does anything matter? We can say coronavirus isn't significant, even the whole planet isn't significant. In terms of the whole universe, the universe as it's generally understood, with planets floating in space and the Earth is some round ball floating in space, let's just take it theoretically, without getting into conspiracy theories, that's the way the world. In cosmic terms, among the millions, billions, trillions, quadrillions, zillions of astral bodies, if the Earth was to vanish, what would it matter? We are all very insignificant. That is an undeniable truth, which means that coronavirus is also insignificant from that perspective. From our perspective, sitting down on this earth right now, we do take our lives to be important, and saying that it is insignificant, is unimportant, is no comfort to people whose loved ones have died. But cosmically speaking, in terms of time, one fact is that we are totally insignificant. But then why? Then that brings us to another very important philosophical question. These are the kind of things we should think about. Why do we take ourselves so seriously? Now, that's one thing that the gross materialists, I don't think they're ever going to be able to answer that. They say that consciousness is a product of matter, that all different chemicals form life and different chemicals give rise to consciousness. But then what is it in chemicals that gives rise to consciousness? What is it in chemicals that make us feel that we are significant? Well, that suggests that there is significance. There is significance beyond our present existence. If we see I am this body, if we think like that, this body was born 60-something years ago in a certain time and place, and now if we take the particular time and at whatever the time is now on such and such a date, I'm present in such and such a place, that's insignificant. But I feel myself to be significant, and there is significant reality more than just this world. There is some higher spiritual platform. That's the point. We can say that the religious feeling, spiritual feeling, it's just some genetic anomaly, according to Professor Dawkins. But we feel, we can understand that there is a spiritual dimension to life. If out of all this big fiasco and rah-rah of corona, if we start to think, who am I? What is my real position? Am I just some dancing dog in the hands of time? Is there spiritual reality? If we at least start to think like that, something very good has come out of the whole corona phenomenon. One other thing we might, just going off on a little tangent right now, one very practical thing, down to earth, getting a little otherworldly here, down to earth. If all our friends, those intrepid meat eaters, they might kindly consider that your meat eating habit is likely to cause one pandemic after another, according to our dear friends, the scientists. So when you cut it out, cut out that meat eating. Live a more healthy life for yourself and definitely for those poor animals you're killing all the time. That's one thought. Make the world better. Stop eating meat. No more. We can't say there won't be any more pandemics, but so many pandemics like this corona thing is supposed to come from the meat-eating habit. So cut it out. Probably the people who are watching this aren't meat eaters anyway. But anyway, no harm in trying. Okay. Think philosophically. Philosophy, what's that word? Derived from the Greek. Philosophy, a love of truth. Of course, what the ancient Greeks thought of as truth and what we think of truth, the very concept of truth may have changed, but what is the truth? What is the ultimate truth? What is the ultimate reality? What's life all about? What's the meaning of existence? Like coronavirus, it's hard to understand what's going on. What's going on? Is it going to go on for another 10 years? Is it going to be another wave or three waves or four waves of coronavirus? Is it government sponsored? Is it a CIA conspiracy? There are so many theories going around. It's really hard to know what the truth is because so many people are saying different things. And it's the true about the truth. What is the truth? And some people say there is no truth. It's just an illusion that there's a truth. But one thing which is undeniable, undeniable, it's an English word. You can deny anything. Verbally, you can undeny anything. But if someone's just a little bit sane, it might not be that common in the world. But to be sane, but we should be able to understand that pain is real. Pain is a fact. Have coronavirus in the way that some people have told me? It's unpleasant in the extreme. Right now, just in the room behind me, there's my dear disciple and friend, Shyamakrishna Prabhu, is suffering intensely in pain from a kidney stone. And don't tell him it's not real. And don't send me 5,000 emails with all your different cures for stones. Thank you. We've just been waiting for a couple of days on doctor's advice, and we're going to take him for further treatment tomorrow. Pain is real. Some people say nothing's real, nothing's significant. Well, to someone who experiences severe pain, you can tell them it's not real, you can tell them it's not significant, but it certainly is. And the spiritual Indian culture, which I have spent most of this life pursuing, is largely predicated on this realization. Life is full of pain. Now you may say, well, that's a very negative outlook, but it's a fact, it's a truth. We have to suffer. However much we may say, I don't want to suffer. However much we say, I don't suffer, we all suffer. They say, well, I'm enjoying myself. Even to enjoy, we have to suffer. Enjoy in youth, suffer in old age. The more we enjoy in youth, the more we expend our bodily fluids, semen, for instance, the more we have to suffer in old age from decrepancy. Sports, good fun playing sports, soccer, you have to suffer later from so many, as the body gets older, so many pains come from that. Even to enjoy, you have to get money, you have to work, you have to maybe trick others, Oh, people are trying to take the money away. To enjoy, we have to suffer. And when we're enjoying, we're suffering because we're afraid in so many ways. Someone will come and come and interrupt my enjoyment. There may be some moments of euphoria. We feel some high degree of suffering lasts for a short time, and we're either thinking how I'll be very happy in future, or we're remembering in the past it's gone away. And we can't avoid the suffering of death. We can't avoid the suffering of disease. However much we get vaccinated and put masks and lock ourselves away, there's no guarantee that we don't get coronavirus. UK, or we may get something else and die from that. We're going to die for sure. The material life is full of suffering. That on that realization, the whole of the Indian spiritual culture is predicated. There are different solutions, we might say. The most common understanding is, as stated by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, parastasmatu bhava nyo vyakta vyakta sanatana. Beyond this world, this material world, where there is repeated suffering, life after life after life, there is the spiritual world where nothing is destroyed, where there is eternal, blissful existence. And that we should spend our life, this life, human life, pursuing that culture, the cultivation of spiritual consciousness by which we can get free from suffering eternally. Coronavirus is a symptom of material existence. It is one type of pain among unlimited kinds of pain. How many diseases are there? I've asked doctors. They can't say exactly. And then several thousand, they may say. How many diseases do you know? How many have you studied? No one studied coronavirus before. There wasn't. Well, there was, but not the present strain and not so pandemic as it is at the present time. The doctors throughout the world, they were unprepared for all this. So many diseases. We may suffer from coronavirus in this life and tuberculosis in the next, or maybe tuberculosis and coronavirus both in this life. And what to speak of mental diseases, which are, there's already a pandemic of mental diseases all over the world, even prior to coronavirus, which is, maybe it's not directly killing people to the extent that coronavirus was expected to, but people are suffering intensely. I know from my childhood, my mother, mental disease. I used to visit the mental hospital in which she was incarcerated. It was horrific. Don't save your money. I don't know nowadays if they'll allow you in, but if you now in the pandemic they won't allow you to go. But maybe if you want to save your money, instead of going to a horror movie, just go to a mental hospital, or just go to the geriatric ward in a hospital. Oh. Had a big effect on me in my childhood, and that was one of the things that spurred me to look beyond the immediate prospect of trying to enjoy this world and trying to find out, is there something better than ending up like that? I could end up like my mother, just a drugged, out of touch with the, really mentally not in touch with the world, and couldn't even recognize me sometimes. This world is full of suffering. We can go beyond it. That is the message of the spiritual culture, and that we should go beyond it. We should look beyond. Atato brahma jignasa. We come to our senses and realize that this whole material existence is full of suffering. It's a big culture. Very big culture. And there are different people saying different things. There are different spiritual paths. The whole spiritual culture of India, I say of India, well, India is also a place on this earth which is temporary, but transcendent to this earth, this universe, to time, is the spiritual dimension. And the essence of that whole spiritual culture is the chanting of the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a truth that we all need to know, corona or no corona. Believe it or not believe it, certain things are facts. It is a fact that people are dying from coronavirus. It is a fact, a spiritual fact. Real, it's not just some imagination, that we can be delivered from birth and death and come to the platform of ultimate bliss in eternal association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is eternally blissful. His name is Krishna, and the way to attain him is by chanting this Maha Mantra. Mantra means that which delivers the mind, and Maha means great. This is the great chanting for deliverance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Take it seriously. This is very serious. It's not some children's game. Just like you may watch some movie. Netflix has prospered due to the coronavirus. There are different movies. You can go off on some fantasy. This chanting Hare Krishna is not some fantasy. This is reality. It's more real than coronavirus. And just as coronavirus is very harmful, this chanting of Hare Krishna is most beneficial. And even if we get coronavirus or whatever we get in this material world, this chanting of Hare Krishna is going to take us beyond all that, so that we can see that coronavirus and everything in this world is insignificant. We're just stuck here. We don't belong in this material world. We belong in the spiritual world. Now, if you have extra time due to all these lockdowns, maybe you lost your job, read Bhagavad Gita as it is and understand these teachings which are given by Lord Krishna for our benefit. It's not just some, people may say, religious mumbo jumbo or dogmas. These are eternal spiritual truths which describe how we are eternal spiritual beings, but we are going from body to body to body, suffering life after life, because we take that which is not important in the eternal, infinite sense, we take that to be important. And we neglect that which is really important. So what is really important is to understand our spiritual nature in relation with the Supreme Spirit, Krishna. That can be done by understanding Krishna through the teachings he gives in Bhagavad Gita and by chanting the holy names of Krishna. So here's another truth which is brought into focus by coronavirus. What is actually important, we ignore. And we give importance to that which is of less importance. Now, immediately right here in this world, we can't ignore the whole corona thing. I mean, even if you don't believe, it's not a bad idea to wear a mask. It probably isn't going to do you any harm when you go outside. Even from the legal point of view, it's probably a good idea to wear it if you're going to get, or the social point of view, you're going to get people criticizing you for not wearing it. So, yeah, you can do all that kind of thing. There's no harm to take precautions, even if they're not mandatory. So I'm not saying, well, the krona is insignificant and just forget it. There's another thing. Foolishness is pandemic in this world. And there are so many cases, at least we have reports of people, we don't believe in coronavirus, we're going to celebrate different festivals, we're going to go to church, and then they get coronavirus. The whole congregation gets coronavirus, and the pastor who preaches there's no such thing dies from it. So we shouldn't be foolish in that way and think that, oh, coronavirus is insignificant. Okay, just forget it. I won't bother taking any precaution. Take some precaution. Just because we're spiritual beings doesn't mean that we don't eat every day. We have to live in this material world, but live in such a way that we can understand that we don't belong in this material world so that we don't get born again. Because if we get born again, then we're going to have to suffer. Coronavirus or tuberculosis or road accident or divorce is suffering. There's so many ways of suffering. My dog died. Oh, I'm feeling so much suffering. My dog died. What are we doing with our lives? That we should consider. Best thing, take it from me, if you will. Chant Hare Krishna. Live your life in such a way that you don't get born again. If you take this truth out of coronavirus, great. Please consider it. This is my humble request. If for those of you who have been kind enough and patient enough to listen to all of this, these are really important things. There's what I am saying, even though I am insignificant, what I'm saying is more significant than what the World Health Organization chief says, or any doctor says about coronavirus, or what the President of the United States, whoever that is or might be, what they say about anything. Because I happen to be speaking about the real need of every living being. So it's a hook, if you like, to talk about coronavirus, because I'm not that much intrinsically interested in it. But it can and should serve as a wake-up to us to take our real spiritual life very, very seriously. So please study Bhagavad Gita as it is and chant the Hare Krishna mantra for your ultimate highest benefit. This is the best vaccine, guaranteed, vaccinates you against material existence. What is it? The chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha. Patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.